This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show and head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location for George Tindall at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Coach, so you take to the road last week one more time, head all the way up to Milledgeville to play the number one team in GISA, John Milledge, who you beat last season 48-0 for a state championship. And I think it's pretty fair to say they had revenge on their mind.
Yes, they did. They played really well. We played probably about as bad as I've seen us play in a while. And just didn't play with a lot of effort, I didn't think. And I thought they took it to us pretty well. You can't turn the ball over four times and make mistakes. And we did that. And, you know, we had to put it behind us on Monday, come back and go to work and try to get ready to beat Bullock this week. And hopefully we're taking steps towards taking care of that business this week.
Coach, obviously against John Milledge, you did not put any points up on the scoreboard. Talk about your offensive effort.
Offensively, we struggled all night picking up the blitz. They did a really good job. They were very physical. We just couldn't get any rhythm, couldn't get any timing on anything. And we just kind of struggled pretty much all night offensively. And then we had a couple bad snaps. We had some fumbles, and then we turned the ball over a few times. So couldn't ever get in sync, and hopefully, you know, we can get some plays and make some big plays. We couldn't hit any big plays Friday night on, so maybe we can take advantage of some things we see this coming Friday night against Bullock and maybe hit some big plays and get some momentum.
Statistically, John Milledge had one of the better defenses in the state, Coach. Is that one of the better defensive teams that you played, if not the best at this point?
That was the best defense we played all year. They played, now, I'll say this, watching them on film, I knew they were pretty good, but I didn't know they were that good. But now they probably played with a little extra motivation. They had to sit around all year from December to they kicked off in November there against us, and look at that score being getting beat 48-0 in state championships. So they used that to get their kids motivated, and you could tell when they come on the field they were ready to go.
Coach, defensively, you give up 50 points to the number one team in GISA. Talk about your defensive effort.
Defensively, we had some guys, some of them played pretty good, others we just didn't get to the ball. We didn't swarm the football very well. We took some bad angles, gave up some plays, but we also put the defense in bad situations too. You can't give John Mills the ball on the 11-yard line one time and then give him the ball on the 21-yard line one time. And can't put it on their side of the 50. I think they may have only had one drive that was not on their side of the 50-yard line. So we put our defense in some bad situations, and hopefully, you know, this week when we can rebound, we'll pursue better. It just wasn't overall, it wasn't a very good effort. And I thought, my thing is as long as we play hard, we're okay. You know, and I just thought Friday night we felt sorry for ourselves at one point in time, and we got to get over that.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, going into that football game, obviously, roster-wise, I think that John Miller probably has an advantage with the number of kids versus the number of kids that you dress every week. Did that play a factor in the football game, especially late?
I don't know when you think game-wise. If you go in and you're like, everybody says, well, coach, you just play 11 on 11, and you only put 11 out there. Yeah, but it's also the prep going into the game. How good are their 11 that they're going against in practice every day? And getting that depth, and they get to rotate people in, and it creates a huge, huge sense of competition at practice. Whereas when you're limited, where we're at, we're trying to make sure people don't get hurt, you know, and check people up and everything else. And so a little bit different. I'm sure it's pretty high octane when you've got 55 kids compared to our 29. So, you know, I think that's playing a huge role right now with us. We're going to face another, we're going to be at another disadvantage this week. We'll bring in probably 45, 47 kids on the roster. So, and it's nothing that we haven't seen. We just might be ready to go. And hopefully we can make enough plays and keep momentum on our side. And I think that's going to be a big key for us.
Any injuries that we may have suffered in the John Millage game that are of concern moving forward?
I don't think we have any major injuries from the game. We've got some guys beat up this week in practice. We've got about four or five guys that have some, probably some strained leg muscles or something that we've run into here all of a sudden last couple of days. So I think we had two or three starters go out today with some muscles being pulled and things like that. The weather and then, of course, the field conditions have changed a little bit from being that old wet, sticky stuff to being that slick. It's got slick and it's got cooler, so the body adjusting has been a little bit difficult for some guys. So we'll see. We'll have to talk to Adam tomorrow and I'll see how many we got that actually can give us a full go and who we may have to hold out.
I felt like in the football game, you look at the score 50-0, you know, obviously that catches your attention anytime that you're looking at the scoreboard and you see two top-ranked teams going at each other and you see that score. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is why I'm asking you. I felt like that John Millage had the game pretty well sewn up there late and that the Dogs did not get called off. Did you feel that at all?
Funny you should ask. You know, I think JT felt that way the year before when we actually pulled everybody out with 9 minutes to go, but he felt like we were trying to run the score up, and theoretically we weren't. We could have, had I known, and I told some people this the other day, had I known he was going to try to score 50, I would have tried to score at least 60 last year, so I would be on the positive side. Right now I'm at -3 points to him, so I would have tried to at least score one more time to keep myself on the positive end. I think that's what it boiled down to, and you know, I think they had a point to prove, but it is what it is. It was kind of funny you asked that question. My wife goes, did you say anything to him after the game? Were you like, hey, what's that all about? And I was like, nope. I said, I just took my butt whooping because we gave him one last year. I took mine, just shook hands, moved on. And then he and I had a really good conversation actually yesterday. JT called. He checked in on the kids, and we talked about, I checked on his number 47, who he lost for the season. He blew his knee out, so he's out for the year. Number 47 is for John Millage. And, so we had a good conversation. We were talking about kids and the game. And, you know, I think it's one of those things. It's the gamemanship of it. You know what's going to happen when you go into it. If you don't play your best game, that's what's going to happen.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
ouch, Charlie, that really, really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of deal and principal.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Nice Coaches Show at Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tindall on location from Nats Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan. Okay, Coach, so moving past John Millage, let's put that behind us. Now we move forward, and with us moving forward, it is Bullock Week.
Yeah, you don't have to say much. It is Bullock Week. There's no love lost there between us and them. I think that's kind of a natural rivalry for us and has been for years. I think we've been kind of 1-2 last 2 or 3 years playing that game for the region state, take the region title. So going to be a big game here this Friday night for us, because if you win, you get a home playoff game. If you lose, you got to go on the road, probably the tipped area, which is going to be a tough place to travel to.
Another thing that's on the line in this game, Coach, is obviously you mentioned the seeding and having a home playoff game versus having to go on the road, sure. But the Frederica Knights, if they win, finish above 500.
Yes.
If they don't, you guys go to 4-5 on the year. And I can't remember the last time that you guys didn't finish at least at 500.
Man, it's been a while. Now, I think maybe my first or second year since being here. When we jumped, I think the first year we jumped to AAA, we went 3-7 and we lost like two games in overtime and missed a field goal for one to win it. So it'll be interesting. I think, that we'll come out. I think the Hope kids have some energy and we're ready to go. It's going to be a tough game because Bullock remembers us going there last year, beating them for the region championship. And we beat them soundly too, so we got to get ready for that.
Recap the score for me last year to win that region championship, by the way, on the road in Statesboro.
I think it was 49-24 or something like that.
I thought it was worse than that.
Well, we were ahead, I think, 49-7 at one point. We pulled a bunch of kids in the fourth quarter. So, we were cruising right along at one point, 42-0 or something. So, I thought our kids played really well up there last year and did a good job. And so, this year we're going to face that power running game from Bullock, and we're going to have to play power defense. We're going to have to answer the call and swarm to the football, hopefully.
One advantage you do get is you get to unpack the bags and actually play a home game over on St. Simon's in the Bloody Marsh.
Yeah, that's huge, because we've been on the road for 6 games and we've only played at home twice, so we may think it's an away game. We may not know. We've not played at home so long. We may not have any the atmosphere. We won't know what to do. But I think that's going to be good, not to travel. I think that's one of the big things right now is we've traveled so much, that it's on the line that we can hopefully win this one and keep from traveling again in the playoffs. So that's kind of a big deal for me right now. I'm getting old. I don't travel as well as I used to.
You don't look a day over 22, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think I'm a little older than that. So, I feel a lot older than that. So we need to win and stay at home and get to bed early.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so you mentioned Bullock, their power running game. Talk a little bit about what you expect them to try to do offensively.
They do a really good job of double-teaming people at the point of attack. And they're big up front. They come off the ball well offensively, so we're going to have to be prepared up front defensively and our linebackers to get off blocks and scrape and make plays. And, that's going to be a key. And then on the back end, our secondaries can't get their eyes caught up in the backfield so that they can help play the run, but also at the same time cover the pass. So it's going to be a difficult game. They're really good. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're not going to throw the ball 1,000 times. They're going to hand it off. They're going to pound it up in there and try to wear you down. So numbers are going to be an issue. I don't think anybody that plays on their offensive line plays defense or their defensive line much either. So pretty much two different lines of scrimmages for them. So that's a big deal in our league, is if you've got a rested offensive line that jogs out there, and then you've got a defensive line that jogs out there. So they're not going both ways. So they get to stay a little bit healthy and a little bit rested. So that's a huge benefit, and something that we enjoyed a lot last year.
I'm sure you have a game plan going into the football game, especially offensively. Do you see any matchups that you think are going to favor you?
We're going to move some people around. We've seen some things that they do that we think we can get some guys in some areas and attack it, and then get some guys in some one-on-one situations. Hopefully we can win a couple of those matchups. We're going to have to make some plays down the field. We're going to take some shots down the field, and we're going to have to be able to do some things up front. I think, the O-line can give us a little time, throw the ball down the field vertically. And then we got to take what they give us out in flats and do some things there that they're going to do. But overall, we're going to have to play. We're going to have to play really well. We need to be able to establish the running game a little bit. I'm not saying we got to be 80-20 running the ball, but we got to run the ball at least 50-50 pretty solid.
Aside from what the things that you just mentioned, do you feel there is a key point, a key thing that your football has to do to come away with the W?
I think we're going to generate some turnovers, and we're going to get on the short side of the field some. Right now, offensively, we're not driving the field 60, 70, 80 yards. We can't get penalties, put us behind the chains either on first down. We did that a few times Friday night against John Mills. You get a penalty here and there, and instead of it being first and 10, it's first and 15 or first and 20 and things like that. Hard to overcome. So for us, we got to generate some turnovers and don't make a lot of penalties.
Coach, give me a history lesson really quick, because, I know this is a very bitter rivalry, and not just from the Frederica Academy side, but, I've been up in Statesboro and talked to some of the Bullock Academy folks, and there is just genuine disdain for one another. What happened? Where did this come from? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think that once I took the job here, I don't think Frederica has a ton of people that love them. Let's put it that way. And they're like, we love this Frederica. I think everybody's kind of, those are the Island kids. We're going to go beat them up really bad. So they're all that. I think that's just the general thing in the league. It's us versus the league. I think that you have some people that they do. People get along with it. Our rivalry, has been that way with Bullock since I've been there. Just, I guess it's just some hard feelings. I don't know why. Maybe they want to come and live on the island. I'm not sure. They hold that against us. I'm not real sure. I don't want to go to Statesboro unless, they just pay me a heaping amount of money for something to go up there and do it. But other than that, I don't know. But I just know that the rivalry is pretty big. I think Coach Collins has done a good job. He continues to do a good job. They give him the ability to get kids in. He's developing a program, and they're going to be pretty solid. So right now, we're going to be ready to go. And there'll be some touchy-feely points, I'm sure, as we get going because of the rivalry and the heated, I guess, just the overall disdain, as you said, for each other, because we don't really get along in all sports.
A lot on the line, as we mentioned, and we'll talk a little bit about that heading into the next segment, playoff seeding in particular. It's the difference between taking a long road trip and having to play a very good team in the first round and getting to sit here on St. Simon's and getting a favorable matchup in the first round to possibly put yourself into the second round.
Yeah.
All right, so more to come on the Brandon Garrett Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles. Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice. Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice. Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tindall on location at Nass Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Well, Coach, in your region, the only seating that is up for grabs is the 2 and the 3. Everything else is pretty settled. We know Pinewood's going to be the number 1. We know Frederica and Bullock are in some order. And we know that Westfield is the number 4 and Trinity is out. Talk a little bit about your region in the playoffs and what that looks like.
Well, I think for us, you know, we cross over with region 3, or what region is that? Valwood, them. Yeah, region 3. We're going to cross over with Valwood, Deerfield. And it's going to come down tomorrow night, I think, or Friday night will be. They'll determine who's second, third, and fourth over there. I think Valwood's pretty much sewn up number 1. But I think Tipped Area is kind of sitting at number 2. And then Deerfield, the way it fought, or it shapes up to be, they'll be 3rd. And then Southland will be 4th. And that's a really good football region from top to bottom. And they're going to face us, or our region. And I think we've got a pretty solid region. But traveling on the road and going over there is going to be a challenge to go to Tipped Area. You don't really want to go to Chula and play. But they're a good football team. I've seen them on film. And we would have known probably more about them had we been able to play them during the hurricane week when we got canceled out. So, you know, we've got some film on them, and they were pretty solid. They're a good group. I've talked to Coach Soliday already this week and about other things, not so much about football, but other things, but seemed to be, he's doing a really good job. He was at America Sumter, I think, for a while, and then went took the Tipped Area job last couple of years, and he's got them done. He's doing really well. They went 12-1 last year, so they're a really good football team.
Looking at what the playoffs are shaping up to be, obviously John Millage looks like that, you know, they're for real. I think Valwood the same way, looks like they're for real. In my opinion, you know, the GISA state championship is probably going to go through those two teams. You're going to have to find a way to beat one, if not both of those teams. Do you agree or disagree?
I think you're probably on to something there. I think there's some teams right now, you know, if we play really good, we got a shot to knock people off. But we're going to have to play really, really good and do what we're supposed to do and go out and execute the best of our ability. I think Pinewood's playing well. I think that Valwood and John Millage are really good football teams and programs, places that they expect to be there, you know. And people are kind of used to them and us being in the Final Four or the Elite Eight just about every year. So, with that being said, I think that also another team that's going to be pretty good is Coach Alba's bunch up there at Heritage. He returned a bunch of kids from last year. They had a bunch of juniors. I think he brought back 14 seniors on that team. So I think he's got a good team. The problem is with him, it's just depth. Can he go in there and fight a team like John Millage that has a ton of depth and battle them? But I think they're going to be pretty solid too. But I think right now, a little bit like you said, it could be a one horse, two horse, three horse race right now at the top. Everybody else, if we play good, we got a chance to upset some people and get a shot. But we're gonna have to play good and get everything back on track and start executing.
And I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here next to me. I really do feel this way. I feel like that your team is good enough. You look at your record, and maybe some people will overlook you because of that and what happened with John Millage. But you and I think, both feel the same way, that if this team puts it together, they're as dangerous as any team in the GISA. You're perfectly capable of knocking off a Valwood, of knocking off a John Millage, if your team goes out and plays up to the way that they're capable of playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is got to generate some turnovers, got to make some breaks, and if you do that, you've got a chance to win, and I think we do. We just got to get in some rhythm and get in sync and make some plays and have some confidence and go do it. And if that were to happen, I think we got a really good shot of pulling it off.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, one of the things that I have heard consistently from other teams around the region that talk about Frederica is they always seem to use the same word in every conversation that I have. The same word comes up, and that's fast. They play fast. Do you feel like this team is as fast as some of your other teams, and if not, can they be?
I think we play fast when we don't think. I know that's weird, but it's teenage boys. If they have to think a whole lot, they're not as fast. And if you get them accustomed to what they're doing, they play fast. And I think what we've added a little bit of complexity defensively, and I went back tonight and was like, okay, we're doing too much. And we've been fast. I thought we were really fast early on. I think maybe we've added a few wrinkles and it slowed us down. So, looking at this team compared to teams in the past, it's hard to compare to that team. The last 2 years, those guys were extremely fast. We had a lot of guys on the back end that were speed burners, that could make some plays, and we moved from side to side really, really well. I think we're a fast defensive team, and we've got some guys that are explosive. But overall, from last year's bunch, we were fast last year. But there's a difference being fast and fast. So we were fast last year.
I would consider myself fast.
You're fast?
Yes.
I'm going to put you right up there with that. Yeah. you're fast like I am. If there's a donut on the way down there, I'm extremely fast. That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same here. Big week, bullet week, big rivalry game. A lot on the line. Seeding, home field advantage versus going on the road. What have you said to your kids, or do you have to say anything?
We talk about just being in rhythm and putting what we, last week behind us and being intense and getting to the ball. We work on pursuing the football and defense this week. Get there as a group. Everybody get there and play with some intensity. I thought the intensity was great yesterday in practice. Today we just looked, I think we got some guys that got tweaked up and got hurt and just kind of slowed practice down a little bit. So for us, what we got to say is, it's bullet week and you kind of get ready for that, and they're going to come in here and you can win this game, or you have to listen to them talk to you for the next 365 days about a rivalry game. So for us, we need to go win. And some of the stuff is we got kind of used to doing that, so sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge. We got to be ready to play, and I think the kids will be. I think they'll turn it up, be ready to go, and I hope we go out and have a good game and put ourselves in a situation to win.
All right, well, thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simons. Join us every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, right here for the Brandon Derrick Show. For George Tindall, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off. Go Knights.
Go Knights.